ladies and gentlemen, from Lafayette Central Catholic High School, home of the night, first playing field, the one of 50-50 weather man was right with the wind, about 30 to 40 miles per hour, because the coaches are meeting at home plate right now. Coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Andy Hassan. Quite a gentleman. Communicates well. Appreciate him. Coach for the night is Tim Bourdain. They're at home plate having a play meeting. Behind the plate tonight, we're going to see Mr. Dan Adams. Dan Adams, with his own association, the umpire meeting, he starts that in about February, maybe a little bit closer to March, but he does a fine job teaching baseball in a classroom setting, and I'm fortunate to be a part of that. Appreciate him. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, the visiting team on the scoreboard, have a Class 2A, Sectional 39, are sixth in their sectional. In their sectional is Alexandria, Eastern, Wood, Madison Grant, Taylor, Tip. Principal at Tipton High School is Mr. Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corin Fernum. The assistant AD and the middle school AD is Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer at Tipton High School is Burke Emmerts. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana. 06072. Dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They're with the colors blue and white. They form in the Hoosier Conference. 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference this year. East of Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Western, and Tipton, that's alphabetically. In the West, it's Benton Central, LCC, Rensselaer Central, and Lakes, and West Lafayette. When we'll mention the head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Andy Hassan. First game of the season here tonight for both teams. And both teams, I'm chomping at the bit to play a meaningful baseball game. They both probably, I know Central Catholic did play Brebeuf. And we're going to set this down. We'll be right back.
Begin this baseball season. We ask that all that may happen on the field and the standings of the coaching be all in your way. We ask our Heavenly Father to be with us. Thank you.
Get ready for baseball here on a Monday. Monday baseball. Make my wife. She's on my second sound check. And I'm going to go ahead and finish up. Chip and Blue Devils, their next game on the agenda is going to happen. Going to be happening on the 15th. To my knowledge, it's going to be the Chip and Blue Devils at Frankton Eagles. They're warming up on the diamond right now, Central Catholic Knights. Doing the pitching today for Central Catholic is number 33, Bren Robbins. And Robbins is going to pitch today. We'll miss him. We have 35 game stats. Don't have the final game last year. We'll mention last year, Bren Robbins pitched 29 innings. He went 3-3 on the season. We'll mention he have participated in 10 games. Through 246 batters, he faced 146. He threw 512 pitches the season. He gave up 35 hits. He gave up 27 runs. 23 of those runs were earned. That's Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins on the hill tonight for Central Catholic. On the diamond, we'll mention the catcher for the night. Today's ball game is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane wears number 3. At first base is Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke wears number 10. At second base, Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine wearing number 17. Shortstop, it's Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton wears number 11. At base, Gavin Beutel. Gavin Beutel wearing number 17. At left field, it's number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks in left field. In center field, Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger wearing number 41. And in right field, it's number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick is in right field. The batting lineup will be like this for the Blue Devils. Batting first, Kellen Hsiao. On Hsiao will bat first. Batting second, I'll mention Hsiao will play center field. Batting second, Nick Asser. He'll play shortstop. He wears number 0. Batting third is Caleb Hare, playing left field, wearing number 6. And fourth is Vince Huber. Huber, first baseman, he'll wear number 2. He'll start the ballgame. We'll to line at 5:29 on the wristwatch. So we're going to peer in, look at signals on the windup. Bren Robbins. Wine, here's the first pitch to Kellen Hsiao. He'll try to start one. It's a little foul, out of play. They put a bug down. Foul ball. One count. First batter on the season for the Tipton Blue Devils, Kellen Hsiao. Kellen Hsiao, a right-handed batter. It's the Blue Devils earned a black jersey with a royal blue numbers from the white hand. Wearing the dark black syrup. But the second pitch from Bren Robbins. Here comes a wide end of the delivery. Swung on, he'll pop one up on the infield. He'll be called for by the shortstop. Making the catch, there was shortstop Mikey Stapleton. Even Vitale was giving it a look. And then Mikey Stapleton calls him off. There's one out here at the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Nick Nasser. He'll play shortstop. He wears number 0, another right-handed batter for the Blue Devils. Turn it up at 6. Bren Robbins should jump the line. First pitch in after. Swung on your back on right side. Out of play. Bren Robbins, that one got a sweet spot on that bat. Had a big swing to knock it out of the park today. See what, the wind's blowing tremendously. Kind of blowing right to left, and it'll swirl. About like a Chicago game. Here comes the pitch outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out, top of the first inning. Knights is going against the Blue Devils. They did play one another probably about seven, 8 years ago at Tipton. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. So Nick Nasser going to step back in. Working from the windup. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Turn in, look at signals. Glove at the chest. Here comes the wind and the 1-2 pitch. Side of ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here, okay, well, we have the scrimmage. The scrimmage, you know, you can call a strike, and I'm not get all bent out of shape if it wasn't truly in the zone. But pretty much a good umpire right here behind home plate, Dan Adams. ground ball shortstop, fielded by Mikey Stapleton, to throw across the diamond with the put out with Lucas Gerkey. Two outs, and jog back to the dugout. Imagine the coaching staff for Tipton. Here's Andy Hassong, assisted by Kurt Hare, Mitch Hawkins, and Brian Middleton. So stepping in, left-handed batter, Caleb Hare, playing left field, wearing number 6. First pitch to Hare. Right down Meridian, strike called. He's looking at one. And he takes one. Casey at the bat. You know that routine. Turning and looking at singles, Brent Robbins. Here comes the wind, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swung on to take one to the left center. It's going to drop. It's going to get the gap. It's going to bounce in there. One hop in the glove of Keaton Brooks. Base hit, Caleb Hare. Caleb Hare is aboard with two outs. The top of the first. Next batter in the lineup. He's the four-hitter. There's number 2. He was number 2 a lot on a football field. He didn't this year. We're hoping the best for him. He loves baseball. That is Mr. Vince Hoover. Hoover's playing first base today. Right-handed batter. He's staying straight away. Working from the stretch. Now set to Robbins' first pitch to Hoover outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. It's Hoover. Stay in the box. Just back to play. Turn in, look at the signals. It's Brent Robbins. We're going to have a set. The double set. Here comes the pickoff moving first. No throw. He steps off the back with that right foot. Not obligated to throw. So let's get back in. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one. This Hoover gets a lot of that pitch at the right field. Back it up to make the catch. This is number 20, Caden Mink. Blue Devils go down 3 outs. They put one aboard. Base hit off the bat. But Caleb Hare will go to the bottom of the first inning. And we'll mention a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, school was founded in 1956. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54. In their sectional is Attica. They are the Red Ramblers. Covington, the Trojans. Felton Central, the Mustangs. Lafayette Central Catholic, the Knights. North Vermilion, the Falcons. And Riverton Park, the Panthers. And the Knights are going to make a trip to Riverton Park on Wednesday, where I'm thinking that weather will be good enough to play the game. The jury's still out for tomorrow's game at Chittard. Principal at Central Catholic is Darryl Beck. The AD is Tim Bourdonnais. He's also the baseball coach, and he's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. Assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. Dial them up, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy blue and white. They are in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. Game of the season for the Knights, as mentioned, the head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. The next game on the agenda for the Knights will be tomorrow. Central Catholic Knights will travel to Bishop Chittard High School. That game slated to start at 5:30 p.m. So on the hill, doing the pitching, the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Jack Roach. Jack Roach is a left-handed pitcher. Bearing number 25, he is a member of the sophomore class. He plays pretty good football, and he blocks well for the ball carrier. He's a pretty good-sized young man. We'll mention his catching tonight for Tipton. Jason Nasser is number 10, first base, Vancouver, number 2. Second base, Aiden Borders, number 9. Shortstop Nick Nasser, number 0. Nathan Hawkins. Hawkins is at third base, 22. Left field, number 6, Caleb Hare. Number 8, Kellen Hassong in center field. And number 56, Ty Middleton is in right field. Stepping the bat, first batter for the Knights. Number 9, Hudson Drewline. He plays second base. Pitch from Roach. Strike right down Meridian with a fastball. No balls, one strike. Some Goot Wine watching a pitch. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter facing the lefty, Jack Roach. I can pitch Hudson back to the screen. Foul ball, back to the screen. He goes down the hill, 0-2. Hudson Goot Wyatt step out of the box. He'll step back in. Playing him straight away, center field, and regular depth, outfield and infield. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle will be a base hit. Back to second base, he goes to pitcher's field. Taking first base, first hit of the season for Hudson Goot Wyatt. Next batter to step in for the Knights, fairly number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton lining up at shortstop in today's ballgame. Works in the stretch. Once again, base runner aboard at first base, Hudson Goot Wyatt. Turn in, looking at six. Jack Roach stepping in, right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Out of the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, face hit. Over the shortstop, head, with the left field. Bounced about three times, picked up there by the center fielder, Kellen Hassan, a good throw to third base. Safe at third is Hudson Goot Wyatt. So base hit for Mikey Stapleton. First two batters in the lineup get themselves aboard with a base hit. Next batter going to step in, it's going to be number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick playing right field in today's ballgame. He's looking for signals. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Checking signals, Coach Bordnet. Not many given. Stepping out in front of the plate with catcher Pearson Nasser. Signals to the infield. Working out a stretch, now the set. The check for the base, step off the back. Jack Roach. Here controls the pace of the ballgame. Pretty much, for the most part. The pickoff move at first base, back safely. Jack Roach taking advantage of that step. A bit towards home, not a lot there, more towards first base. A left-handed pitcher, tremendous advantage with a guy on first base. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 0-1 to Cade Minnick. Turn in, looking again. Catcher, Pearson Nasser, out of the set. Checks first base. There's the pitch from Roach. Taking off for second base. There's Mikey Stapleton, no throw. He'll shot again, standing up. Here comes in a ball. Count goes 1-1 to Cade Minnick. Looking out, stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Roach. Swung on, he's going to pop one up. Playable. Third base side, he's going to hit the grass. A lot of territory to cover right there. It's a lot of foul territory here at Gordon Lemon Field. That ball landed in front of the Blue Devils dugout. Blue Devils occupying the third base dugout in today's ballgame. Knights, the Mariners occupy the first base dugout at Gordon Lemon Field. Stepping back in, Cade Minnick. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swung on back up the middle. Roach had to get out of the way. Ball goes up the middle. One run in. Now a second run comes in to score. That's a juke by Mikey Stapleton. It'll be a base hit. Two RBI single for Cade Minnick. Spatter going to step in. He's a four-hitter. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, he's a member of the junior class. He likes the sport of football. I don't see why not. That's a great sport. Jackson Kane has been in the weight room probably all 3 years so far. He's got a neck on him that looks like a tree stump. Jumps in, outside edge, curled strike. Jackson Kane, a pretty strong young man. He's got that apparatus on that left ankle. It's a foul ball to go off the foot. One pitch from Jack Roach, no pickoff move. Pickoff move, back first base. Back safely, hit it first. Cade Minnick. Jack Roach working on that pickoff move. That's a good one. He's going to pick off some runners this year, no doubt. Pitch comes in, low for ball one. One ball, one strike. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given. Coach Bordnay, not many given. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter. Working out a stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch, the 1-1. You're going to foul one back right side, out of play. Taking off for the second base. Cade Minnick, he'll jog back to first base. Not sure if he was taking off. Steele, I look up, and he's close to second base, or it was running on the hit. There's a hit and run, and there's a run and hit. Ball two strikes. Out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the kickoff move. To base. No tag applied. First baseman is Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover, but his dad, pretty good guy, Justin Hoover. Pretty good guy. I've texted with him. He's a good man. Here comes the pitch from Todd Carl. Todd Carl in the batter's box. Best in time. And a contain. And it was granted by home plate umpire Dean Adams. Here comes the pitch. The 1-2. High for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Sophomore pitcher, Jack Roach. He's got quite an arm. And when you look at him going left, you think talking about that guy from Western. And that's Mitchell Keane. He's going to pick up the rear shot, get him in a jam right there. And 8 minutes, he'll try to get back to third base, and they're going to call him out. So Tate Minnick was probably taken off on the pitch. But there's that pickoff move by Jack Roach. But Jack Roach has a tremendous advantage as a left-handed pitcher. Guy on first base. Pretty interesting. And the fewest pitches you can throw in a high school baseball game is zero. You walk each batter and pick them off at first base. If I try to pick off a couple, they're going to quit getting a lead. And that's a joke, but it's true. So if just walk each batter and get all 21 outs by pickoffs at first base. Ask that riddle to somebody else. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And looking at singles. He works from the stretch for Texas Duke line. I didn't make note of it. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Axon Kane. You take the count for the throw. Three balls, two strikes, and then back in. Righty the batter, Jackson Kane. 3-2-1 out. Five for the first two runs in for the Knights. He must call time. Step out, step back in. Peering in, looking at singles is Jack Roach. Work from the set. Comes a 3-2 pitch to Kane. Going to foul one right side, out of play again. So Jackson Kane staying alive in the box. Jackson Kane in the catcher position today. He plays some outfield. He'll see some left field. He attempts a 3-2 once again from Roach. High for ball four. Tricky swing. That ball's just high above the zone, and Jackson Kane is going to jog down to first base. Might have a courtesy runner, may not. Stepping into bat, going to be the five hitter. But then Lucas Gerke for the Knights. Lucas Gerke playing first base today's ball game. So Jackson Kane, the catcher, is going to run for himself. Working from the stretch, Jack Roach. Left-handed batter, Lucas Gerke. First pitch, Gerke. I'm getting right there in the left-handed batter's box. I don't know how he got out of the way. Could be ball one. It's a good play by the catcher, Pearson Nasser, to get a glove on that and catch the baseball. One ball, no strike. Pioneer again, looking at single, Jack Roach. Pitch. Either way. Jumbo Cure, balls, no strikes. Approach that curveball, coming right at the left. Yeah. at first base. This look is Jackson Cage. It's just about the girl. Four. We're tied out on the diamond. Andy, the song is sold out. I believe it's Andy. Pretty quick young man, you know, he plays baseball. He loves the game. First year coaches at Tipton High School. Tipton High School, their diamond looks tremendous. They got a new scoreboard in left center field. The scoreboard has every digit for each inning, all the way up to 10 in an extra inning. Quite a good scoreboard. And it's donated by Rob Purvis. Rob Purvis, I tell you what, that guy is pretty helpful to the community. I understand Rob Purvis at Tipton was a pretty good baseball player, and that's probably an understatement. So the jaw back off the diamond, Coach Chisong, and I'm back on the hill. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Lucas Gerke at first, Jackson Kane at second. Stepping into bat, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins doing the pitching today for the Knights. Going for the 33, batting in the sixth position. Out of the set, Zach Roach, first pitch to Robbins. Swung on, check swing out in front of the plate. Fielded by the pitcher, Jack Roach. He'll look at runners, and he'll throw to first base. And he'll get the put out. Bren Robbins going to get them. There's one play appearance right here, and he'll get one official at bat. But pretty much a ton of track on the second as he did first. Brooks. First pitch comes in low and away. One ball, no strikes. Now two outs here at the bottom of the first. Runners at second and third for the Knights. Pitch from Jack Roach. Tight. Could he get by the catcher? And draw again. That's the play from third base. Number three, Jackson Kane. Three runs in here in the first inning. Moving over to third base. The Knights is Lucas Gerke. Left-handed batter. 34 for the Knights. To Jack Roach. Swinging a punch, comes 2-1 to Keith Brooks. Left-handed batter, a little bit of an open stance, close on the approach. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swung on to take one to the left field. Going to back him up in left field. Caleb Hare couldn't make the catch. Near the warning track, run comes in to score. I'm not sure if that was off the glove. And I think they're going to probably get Brooks a double in RBI. And I'm stepping into bat for the Knights. He's a big hitter. Gavin Boutrell. Gavin Boutrell playing third base in today's ballgame. He's going to play him straight away. Boutrell and Strong. We're going to have a stretch. First pitch. Just above his home. Ball one. 17, Gavin Boutrell. Boutrell playing third base. Right into batter's box. Two outs. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Jack Roach. Outside of ball. He's off the glove of Nasser to track it down on his third base. Jogging in, standing up at third base. Right there is Keith Brooks. Two balls, no strikes. Gavin Boutrell steps back in. Right-handed batter. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Roach. Low for a ball. One goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Well, some of the first inning. We're at Central Catholic High School. Field looks nice. Field looks very nice. Chlorophyll looks good. Now the set, now stretch. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Fastball right in there for a strike. Jack Roach. It's about that 2 o'clock clock release right there with the arm. Came right in there across the plate. It's a 3-1. Now ball, shortstop, going to make the play. Going to be a difficult throw. Play is made deep in the hole. It stops to Nick Nasser. Out of that time to make the throw to first base, but he stopped the baseball from going into left field. Base hit off the bat of Gavin Boutrell. So we're going to see number 41. I expect you. I expect you to play a match here. And then we call game. We're going to have a few down the line. Look at first base. That's first. And then we have to get back. I expect the fish. And I strike calls. No calls, one strike. Treffinger looking for signals. Both signals driven by Coach Bordenay. It is not to be there at first base. Gavin Bettell here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Two out. Bottom of the first inning. High hitter at the plate. That's Isaac Seppinger. Out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Roach. Camby swinging a miss. But inside out there, Seppinger started to get a piece of it. Didn't get a full cut. Swinging a miss. Jump goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Gavin Bettell at first base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Knights are retired. Send nine to the plate. Knights come up with five runs in the bottom of the first inning. The three of them are going to come to the plate. Bat here. The top of the second inning. Well, that's this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, when you're thinking about residential or corporate relocation, you know, a perfect house can become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent and or a real estate broker, such as Lisa Stokes Bear, she strives for such an environment such as that will mention your happiness and her success for the same. For the real estate lady with high real estate IQ, contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Give her a call. There's throwing one around the diamond. Jackson Kane working right there. I hold plate. And Robin's going to pitch in the top of the second inning. Now they're going to throw one down. Got some bullpen activity down the left field line for the Blue Devils. And stepping in the bat for the Blue Devils. It's going to be the third baseman, number 22, Nathan Hawkins. Nathan Hawkins is going to step in. Mentioned Nathan Hawkins. He's a freshman. Freshman athlete, bat right. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. No balls, one strike. 22, Nathan Hawkins. Nathan Hawkins also a member of the football team. We're down to wind up. Here comes the pitch from Robin. Swung on. He'll get a lot of that one. He'll send it to the left field. Backing up is Keaton Brooks. He's going to catch it up against the wall. If everybody got the wall, they got a grab on it. It landed on the surface. I heard it hit the wall like there's a Baker sign. There's a lot of signs on this home run fence. A lot of support. Nice baseball. And that's going to be a double. Double for the freshman, Nathan Hawkins. He's at second base. So stepping in, going to be a left-handed batter. It's going to be Jack Roach. Jack Roach, a true lefty, pitches left, bats left, number 25, steps in. Turn in, look at signal, down the stretch, Glenn Robbins. Out of set, check second base. Comes the pitch to Roach. Swung on, ground ball at the middle. Playing him nicely. That's where shortstop Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton throws across the diamond and gets some good help there by first baseman Lucas Gerke to get the put out. One out. That'll move the runner. The runner, that's Nathan Hawkins, will go over to third base. Batter stepping in. The Blue Devils, number 9, Aiden Borders. Aiden Borders playing second base. Another right-handed batter. We're now a stretch, now a set. Couple set for Robbins. Here's the pitch. right across the dish for a strike. Might have been a breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Not much movement. It wasn't a fastball. No balls, one strike. Under the board, third base, not being held on. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Knee high, outside edge. Goes 0-2 to Aiden Borders. Aiden Borders wears number 9. He's a junior class member. Here comes the stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch, outside of ball. Aiden Borders, he's a junior. He wears number 9. His favorite MLB baseball player is Javi Baez. And that's a tough one to pronounce, but he likes it. Have tag at home plate. It was drop third strike. Jackson Kane made a tag. Didn't hear a quick response from the home plate umpire. Getting ready to make the throw to first, and umpire calls him out at the plate on a tag after a drop third. 2 outs on the diamond. At third base is Nathan Hawkins for the Blue Devils. Stepping into bat. Number 56, Ty Middleton. Ty Milton, right fielder, he bats left-handed. Pitch comes in, outside, ball one. Ty Milton, 56, a member of junior class. His favorite type of music is country. I looked him up, I can't see anybody on the lineup. I'd like to rock and roll, and I'm thankful for Coach Andy Masala for providing for us to stay. We got some more things we'll mention as the game goes on. Ball outside, Kemp goes 2-0. Then looking to signal out of the stretch. Now the set for Robbins. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Strike called inside half the plate. I should say inside edge. Inside edge, strike called. Kemp goes 2-1. Turn in, looking to signal, Ben Robbins. Now contained, reflecting signals. Here comes the set. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Wait a miss, count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fouls. Top of the second inning. Then looking at singles. Now the stretch, Brent Robbins. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a gapper to right center field. It's going to get down. It's going to be a one hop into the glove of Isaac Suppiger, the center fielder. RBI and a single. That is Ty Middleton. The Blue Devils are on the board in the 5-1 contest. Set to bat, we're going to see the 9-hitter, number 10, Pearson Nasser. He's going to catch him. Take off and move back nonchalant. Tag a fly back safely. Is Middleton. Right-handed batter steps back in. Pearson Nasser, the catcher, was number 10. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll drive one to left field. Going to back up Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks at the warning track will make the catch. He had to reach over top, make that catch, and a pretty good drive. The wind beating the ball a little bit in the ball game. It's not quite as windy here on top of the press box. Thought it would be terrible. I think the wind has subsided just a little bit. So, the Blue Devils come up with one run to pop to the top of the second inning. And they're going to work it from right there. And get ready to go on the diamond. And so, the Blue Devils and tonight. So, right here. Baseball in the bottom of the second inning. Knights go to bat. And we'll also mention, game is in part being brought to you, TripsandFishers.com. They buy, sell, and trade. They'll also finance. They'll find financial help for you at quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. They have two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Phone number there is Fishers dealership 317-842-2228. Their number again is 317-842-2228. 2:8. That's in Fishers. And then we'll also mention the second location is in Noblesville, actually along State Road 32. And that's between Noblesville and Westfield. Number there is 317-773-2232. Again, that number is 317-773-2232. And you can visit them online, or you can stop by on site, their dealership. FishersFishers.com. FRITV. My wife lets me know that the wind is bothering the reception, the transmission, so I appreciate that because I would have no idea. She's listening on her computer, and she's a troubleshooter, and we're thankful for her. More reasons than one. So I'm going to throw one down to second base. So we'll put the hand up over the microphone. I remember 6-7 years ago, we were at Rensselaer High School. They had a radio station in the booth, so there was no room for me. I worked out of the back of my truck, opened up my table, put it in the back of the truck, sat in a chair right there. It was windy as heck. And I was using the phone then, and I just talked straight into the phone. And I'm like, having difficulty, a lot of wind resistance. Well, then Jason Dozier, a guy I used to work with for Audio Sports Online, and he let me know just to take the phone and up to my ear and act like I was talking on a phone. Well, it looked pretty funny. I did that for a couple hours. Then the game got over. Stepping into bat, Knights batter, one hitter, Sin Gutwein. Here comes the pitch from right-handed pitcher. And on the diamond right there, it's Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover wears number 2, came over from first base. Right-handed pitcher, hearing him looking at 6. Here comes the wind, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, foul ball, line shot out of play. Right side, we'll see if my wife can let us know if it's sounding better with a right-hand muffling transmitter right there. The phone. He said it occasionally happens. Count goes 0-2. The one hitter, Hudson Gutwein, outside of ball. A little bit of a chase pitch. Vince Hoover said, hey, that's my bad. He taps himself on the chest. A stop right there by catcher, Pearson Nasser. So 1-2. Bottom of the second inning, a 5-1 ball game. In the hit department, Knights have 4. Devils have 3. Here comes a wind and the pitch from Hoover. Side a ball, good back hit, knocked the ball down. Here's Nasser, the catcher. So he's going to back behind the rubber, Vince Hoover. Collect himself to step back on. Balls, 2 strikes. Here comes a wind and the pitch. A little bit tall, off the glove, to the screen. Count goes 3-2. Just about the zone. Pretty good velocity. Vince Hoover. Pitching Vince Hoover. You got to get that glove up in a hurry because that ball is right on you in a hurry. So cut goes forward, 3-2. To Gutwein. From the wind and the pitch. Go for ball 4. So Gutwein going to jog down to first base. Second batter in the lineup for the Knights. Second batter for the Knights is Michael Stapleton. Stapleton is going to step in. He's going to check Stapleton first base. Chabordinet has put his jacket on, so he's a little bit chilly. There's nothing like last week for the scrimmage. You needed an Eskimo suit on to play the scrimmage, I'm sure. So pickoff move, first base, nonchalant, no tag applied. Working over there at first base, they just traded places. That's Jack Roach, first base, working from the stretch, set. Here comes the pitch. Square to bunt, pulled the bat back, it's a ball outside. Ike Stapleton in the batter's box looking for signals. 4 signals given at first base. The one hitter is Hudson Gutwein. He reached 5 base on balls. Nobody out. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. for Hoover. Tie for ball two. So they get the ball back. Stepping out of the box, Mikey Stapleton looking for signals. I think very few given on this chance. Let's go to first base. Now out of set. Vince Hoover. Pitch. High and away. Ball three. Hoover trying to find that release point. He had it earlier. He'll get it back. Trying to find that release point to put that ball in the glove of Nasser. Now the stretch. Checks first base. Now the set of the 3-0 pitch. Outside. Ball four. Boot wanting to jog over to second base. Mikey Stapleton. Go to first base. Nobody out. Two aboard for the Knights. In the bottom of the second inning. Stepping into bat number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, the right fielder. Where's number 20? Himself aboard last time. Here comes the pitch. Gonna bunt one. The plate bounced straight up and threw it a little bit foul. Foul ball called by the home plate umpire. Nasser throws it back to Hoover. And the runners will retreat to their respective bases. So first and second base, nobody out. Bunt attempts from the lefty, Caden Minnick. The beat went foul. Out of stretch, now the set for Hoover. Check second, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, he's got velocity. Hoover likes to pitch. To him during football season. Sure did miss him on the football field. He was working his way back because he likes to pitch. And the 0-2 pitch. Outside of ball, just missed. Upside. Count goes 1-2. Big baseball fan and Hoover, 6'3". A couple of years ago, I think 230. I think he's 228 now. Ground ball. Going to go over the head of the pitcher, Hoover. He'll get a second base. They'll throw to first. They're calling safe. So Caden Minnick going to get an infield hit. Minnick, pretty good wheels. Runs it out. Pretty good play right there. Almost got him. Second base in Aiden Borders. It was real close. Everybody in the whole place was looking to see what the call was going to be. It was that close. So bases are all occupied by the Knights. Nobody out. Stepping in, Jackson Kane, the four-hitter. Pitch from Hoover. Side edge, strike call. Sometimes you wonder if the umpire sees that the catcher is now batting, the guy that protects you, do you give him courtesy on some pitches? And Dan Adams says no. I asked him that in a classroom setting. Just comes in outside low. One ball, one strike. So stepping back in, Jackson Kane. I need a batter. Out of stretch, now the set. Pitch from Hoover. Swung on to take one fly ball to right field. Gonna be caught. By the right fielder, Ty Millison, tagging at third base, throwing a run at home plate. His substitute line, tagging from second base, at third base. So it's gonna be a sacrifice fly. It's a bat. Jackson Kane, so no time with the plate. He'll credit himself with an RBI. So one run in here to the bottom of the second, one out. Coming out in front of the plate, calling signals to the infield. Pearson Nasser, the catcher, for Tipton. He ended, excuse me, left-handed batter's box. Stepping in, Lucas Curtin. Pitch comes in, just up his zone, ball one. Runners on the corners. Aiden Minnick at first base. Mikey Stapleton at third base. Ball, no strikes. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. It's Hoover. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. He's taking it off of second base. Standing up. No throw to second. Caden Minnick. Now at second base. Two balls, no strikes. Stepping back in. Left-handed batter's box. Lucas Kirky, where's number 10? out of the set. Over, here's the pitch. Down Meridian, strike called, right there at the knees. They'll call a low strike, you know they will, because that's a hittable pitch. I'd rather call a lower strike than a strike above the zone, because that's a tough pitch to swing at. Pitch comes in, inside edge. Here across the kneecaps, strike two. And Perkins Perkins, maybe a little bit of a disbelief. He's getting a pretty good umpire in this ball game. Balls, two strikes, one out. I'm going to tell you the pitch. Perkins is back to Hoover, striking out. Backdoor curveball by Hoover. Didn't get a whole lot of breaks, but they can elect it. That ball outside the curveball breaks its way back in. And that's exactly how Pete Rose made a living. That is lefty to the right end, vice versa. We'll talk about Pete Rose and Joe DiMaggio here in just a bit. Out of the set, and Robbins in the batter's box. First pitch low for a ball. So one ball, no strikes, two outs. Brent Robbins batting with runners at second and third base. Here comes a 1-0 pitch from Hoover. Right, knee high, goes 0-2. Balls, two strikes. He's going to set back in. Here comes the set. It's a pitch from Hoover. Low for a ball, going to get by Nasser. Laterally to his right. Runners are staying put. Have to track that down to about 10, 12 feet away. Nasser with a good block. Pitch by Hoover. Count goes 2-1. Ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. They come to pitch to Robbins. Swung on, ground ball, right side. Going to get right by first base coach. Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson in the summertime, I understand, he works feverishly to keep the legs going. I'm talking about the Squires, I'm talking about tournaments. He's quite a respectable man, and I enjoy knowing him. Here comes the pitch. Ball high, count goes 3-2. Brent Robbins steps out of the box, looks at that bat. He's choked up off the handle. The knob right there, he knows it. Vince Hoover is bringing the baseball. Comes a 3-2 pitch from Vince. Outside, ball four. So bases are all occupied once again. Coach Bournay going to walk down the third baseline, going to make an adjustment on the base pads. Brent Robbins putting his batting gloves off, going out there to run for him for the night is going to be number 31, Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman, he's a senior, he's 6'5", he's in at 220. He's listed as a pitcher and a first baseman. Reisman going to do some pinch running here in the bottom of the second. The bases are loaded. Stepping back in, Keaton Brooks. Swing and a miss. No ball, one strike. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter, is playing left field in today's ballgame. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. That's the outside ball. Hoover's wanting that pitch. That pitch is not a varsity strike. Stretch miss. One ball, one strike, two outs. Here's the pitch. Stretch low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Runners at each base for the Knights. There are two outs. On the second, out of the set position, here's the pitch. Now ball up the middle, off the glove of Hoover. Almost nagged it. It veers off towards third base, about halfway to third. Picked up in the grass by third baseman Nathan Hawkins. And the Knights coming in to score from third base is Mikey Stapleton. So it's going to be an RBI. It's probably going to be a base hit. Infield hit. There off the bat of Keaton Brooks. Tied out on a diamond. Let's talk this over. Coach his song out there with his infield at the pitcher's mound. We'll go ahead and mention Joe DiMaggio, Pete Rose. I saw this on Facebook. I wrote it down. Joe DiMaggio is the only player to have more than 300 home runs and less than 400 strikeouts of all time. And we'll mention his 13th season. He got 9 rings. DiMaggio, 56-game hitting streak. 56-game hitting streak in that streak. That was in 1941. He had 247 plate appearances. 6 runs scored. 91 hits. 55 RBI. 21 walks. 5 strikeouts. Hit by pitch twice. No sacrifice hit. He batted 408 in the ballgame. Comes in low. Going to get by the wickets of Nasser. Going to go back to the screen. Coming in from third base. Score the run is number 20, Cade Minnick. We'll talk about Pete Rose here in just a moment. He's got some incredible stats. And I know he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, but can't he be now? I just don't understand that. He should be. 1 ball, no strikes. Comes the pitch from Hoover. Strike right down Meridian. Strike called. Up goes 1-1. In the batter's box for the Knights, number 17, Gavin Boutel. He's playing third base in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Full swing, not a full swing. The Celtics do a foul back through the Blue Devils dugout to the ground. The count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Turn in signal, now out of set. Here's a pitch from Hoover. Swung on, up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop. The glove couldn't bring it in. Ball's going to get loose. Going to bring the throw to the plate. Take that home plate. There's 34, Keaton Brooks. 2 runs in to score. Jack Reisman scores first. Keaton Brooks. Throw the plate was close. Like Nasser might have had an ice cream cone type of catch in that catcher's glove. Most got the tag. But it's going to be the 5th run in here in the 2nd inning. Scouts, runner at first base. Steppinger at the plate. Strike called. Count goes 0-1. So they're going to call a base hit on the board for the Knights. Credit that hit to Gavin Boutel. Pitch comes in, a ball. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Left-handed batter, Isaac Steppinger. He's playing center field. Here comes the pitch. Hoover is 20. Going from right field to left field. American flag. Throwing to the left pretty heavily. Count goes 2-2. Happens to left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Vance Hoover. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Seppinger will be set down. And that'll be the 3rd out here in the bottom of the 2nd inning. The Knights come up with 5 runs. And there's going to be 1 error on the diamond. And we'll mention a little bit about Pete Rose. Pete Rose. Harrison is Joe DiMaggio and Pete Rose. Pete Rose had a 44-game hitting streak. That was back in 1978. I do remember that. I was 12. 14 plate appearances compared to Joe DiMaggio's 247. Pete Rose had 200 straight-up appearances, 78, during this streak, 44 games. We'll mention runs scored. Pete had 30. He scored 30 runs compared to Joe DiMaggio's 56. That was in 1941. Hits, Pete Rose had 70 hits during the streak. And during the 56-game streak for Joe DiMaggio, he had 91 hits. RBI, Pete Rose had 11. Joe DiMaggio had 55. Walks, based on balls, Pete Rose walked 12 times. Joe DiMaggio walked 21 times. Strikeouts. Pete Rose in 200 at-bats struck out 5 times. Wouldn't you like to be that? But I'll mention 247 plate appearances for Joe DiMaggio. He also only struck out 5 times. hit by pitch. Pete Rose got hit once. And Joe DiMaggio got hit twice. Sacrifice hit. That means sacrifice the left field fly ball and whatnot. Pete Rose had 6 sacrifices. Joe DiMaggio had 0. And the batting average for Pete Rose, 44-game hitting streak in 1978, 385. Compared to Joe DiMaggio, 408. His 56-game hit streak, and that's in 1941. We'll talk about maybe 56 wins in a row for a Pennsylvania football team from high school. We might bring that up. We'll see. Stepping into bat for Tipton, the one-hitter, Kellen Hassong, who wears number 8, center fielder. First pitch from Robbins, top of the third, swing and a miss. Might have took some off of that pitch. But out front, Hassong, count goes 0-1. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. The wind from Robbins and the pitch. Picking pitch in there for a strike. How do you face in a righty? That curveball can sure fool you while coming at you and it breaks inside. He had a good breaking pitch, like a Ben Mazur. Don't stand still, and don't think it's going to hit him, and it's a strike. Swung on. Foul ball. Going to go back out of play. So getting a piece of it, knocking it out of play, telling her song. He'll step back in with 2 strikes. Working from the windup, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Buzz at the chest. Looking at signals. Here comes the wind from Robbins. Outside of ball. So he'll stay in the box here. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Chasing down the bat. The ball there, Nick Nasser on death batter. Peering in, looking at singles. And Robbins, here's the pitch. Swung on, going to be a shot to third base. Line shot. Short hop caught at third base. Oh, short hop, Gavin Mutel. Throws across the diamond, gets the split out with Lucas Gerke. So there's 1 out. The top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. Right-handed batter, Asser. Asser wears number 0. He's a sophomore. Right-handed batter's box. A little bit closed stance. Hugging the plate there. Here comes the first pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch. Missed just high. Thought he might have had a strike there. Ball comes in just above the zone. Where that ball crosses home plate, it's not where it ends up. Comes the pitch from Robbins. Outside of ball. Balls, no strikes. Nick Nasser, the 2-hitter for the Tipton Blue Devils. On deck is Caleb Hare. Working out of the stretch, working out of the windup. And Robbins, nobody aboard. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Nasser. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. Might be a take pitch. We don't know. Don't care to know signals. Just wouldn't be quite right. Comes the wind. Here comes a 3-0. Outside edge. Strike call. Fastball by Robbins. 3-1. They say that's a hitter's pitch. You know, as a hitter, you got to bring a strike or he'll walk the batter. So here comes a 3-1 hitter's pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Nasser, count goes full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the third inning. Blue Devils batting. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Bryn Robbins, the 3-2. Going to call him out, strike 3. Outside edge, knee high. He'll walk back, strike out looking. There's 2 outs on the diamond. Stepping into bat, we're going to see a number 6. He's left-handed batter, playing left field. The hitter is Caleb Hare. Caleb Hare, number 6. He's a junior class member. Going to stand straight away in that left-handed batter's box. Nobody on. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins, here comes the first pitch. Swung on, he'll foul it back. It's going to get the adjacent piece of property, and it can be unretrievable. So, step back in. No balls, one strike. Routes. Working from the windup, Glenn Robbins. Here comes the wind and the delivery to Hare. Low and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. That's the batter, Caleb Hare, playing left field in today's ballgame. Working out the windup, he'll step off the back. Opposite start foot, he'll step off the back with that right foot. You can balk with nobody on base. It's rare, but it can happen. Here comes the wind and the 1-1 pitch. Right across the dish, knee high, strike called. Count goes 1-2. Vince Hoover on deck for the Blue Devils. They've got some activity in the bullpen down the left field line. Comes a wind and then 1-2. Side and low, ball 2. Blocked there by Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane is a ball of fire. I tell you what, that guy on a football field, I got to watch him one game. Blue Devils played Central Catholic, and Jackson Kane was all over the field carrying footballs and catching them. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Robbins. Low for ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Brent Robbins going to walk back around third to the back. He'll step back in on the rubber. Some hot air into that right hand. They said it got up to 67 today. It was windy. It was a lot warmer than a week ago. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 4. So Caleb Hare, you know, jogged down to first base. Home plate umpire going to get a baseball replenishment. And there's going to be 2 outs here in the top of the 3rd inning. Stepping into bat, the 4 hitter, number 2, Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover, now official position is pitcher. Moved over from first base, 2nd inning. The set, Hoover out of Robbins. Swing and miss, Hoover out in front of the pitch. Breaking pitch. Hoover's a little disappointed with the swing, but he gets a couple more strikes. Right-handed batter, Vince Hoover. A nice young man. Tell you what, he would talk to anybody. And a kind gentleman. He's going to be a freshman somewhere next year. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure some team is probably going to want him at the college level. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Catchy swing, breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at first base, Blue Devils is Caleb Hare. And looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set of the pitch. Side of ball. No balls, excuse me, 1 ball, 2 strikes. This probably did look good from a profile view. I heard a woo from the first base dugout. But he's going to have to earn a strikeout with 2 strikes on him. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one. Right field is going to get caught. Right in front of the 380 sign near the warning track. And it looked like that was going to be over the head of Cade Minnick, but Cade Minnick comes up with the catch. One runner left on base. That was Hare at first base. Then no run scored in the Knights. That in the bottom of the 3rd inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Farm Equipment. What, since 1955, your Central Indiana equipment dealer. Serving customers and the community. Yes, since 1955, Reynolds Farm Equipment, family owned and operated, Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products and service for agriculture, residential and commercial construction equipment. Hours of operation at Reynolds Farm Equipment, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Also mentioned, they're located Hamilton County, 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. That's right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Just recently installed that over and under. So what that's a quicker way, I guess, unless you're getting off on 276th Street. But they wanted to make the trip from Indianapolis to South Bend a lot shorter in time, and they're doing that. It's costing some money. But anyway, we'll mention you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. You can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or you can enjoy both. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery, and Deli. So let's throw the ball around the infield. Jason Nasser is going to toss one down here momentarily. Well mentioned on the hill right now. Going to go with a different pitcher. Getting loose right there. Warming up. Number 7, Zach Goshen. Zach Goshen, he's a sophomore. And he's able to throw one down second base on a frozen rope at the end of Pearson Nasser. So stepping into bat is going to be the one hitter. Number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to bat here in the top until we get back in the bottom of the third inning. So conversation at the pitcher's mound. Pearson Nasser talking right there with number 7, Zach Goshen, trying to get the signals aired out, and I believe they're ready to go. So, working from the stretch. He's going to work from the stretch. Not going to use the windup. First pitch, hit by pitch, right-handed batter's box. Hudson Gutwein going to jog to first base. So, next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 11, Mike Stapleton. Well, he'll work from the stretch for sure right now, the runner aboard. My son tells me that if you're pitching from the stretch with nobody on, his dad, that's probably because the pitcher is primarily a relief pitcher. It comes in. Go for ball one. Stepping back in, Mikey Stapleton. Where's number 11? Last year. Work on that batting average. Kickoff move, first base, nonchalant. No tag applied. Mike Stapleton last year. In 35 games, I tell you what, he got in on 19 games. Four at-bats, 34 official at-bats. Should say 44 plate appearances. This comes in. Count goes 1-1. Taking off the second base. It's going to be a foul ball around home plate. Right hit the batter. In the batter's box, Mikey Stapleton, out of the set, comes a pitch from Goshen. Side of ball. So he'll step back in. And working from the stretch, sharing, looking at signals, now out of the set. Pickoff move, first base, back safety, going to be off the glove of Roach. Going to get by him, going to go across the plate area right there in the bullpen area for the night. And I had to track that down. They're going to get two bases. From first base, Hudson Gutwein was on his horse. So Gutwein is at third base. Elk goes is still 2-1. Stepping back in, Mikey Stapleton. Working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Here's Goshen. Now out of set, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Zach Goshen, sophomore athlete, working from the mound right here. The South is back in the third inning. breaking pitch, misses inside, ball four. Mikey Stapleton, going to jog to first base. So Coach Hassan getting some minutes, I should say, getting some pitching out of his staff right here in game one at Central Catholic. Different pitchers thus far in each inning. Started with Jack Roach in the first, Vince Hoover in the second. Right now, the pitcher's mound, Zach Gosham, number seven, sophomore. Pitch comes in, inside edge, knee high, strike called to Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, a senior, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals, steps back in. Left-handed batter. 0-1 count, out of the set, here comes the pitch from Gosham. Inside a ball. One ball, one strike. Looking for signals. Signals given. Very few. Steps it back in. In Minnick. It's a pitch from Gosham. Inside edge. Strike call. Working that inside edge to Caden Minnick. Going to make it difficult for him to hit the ball. He backs off the plate just a bit. He's hugging that plate right up there on the chalk line. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Gosham. Ball misses outside. Might have not had the grip he would have liked to had. Count goes 2-2. Runners in second and third base for the Knights. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Looking out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Side severely inside in the left-handed batter's box. A ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, here comes a 3-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll take it up the middle, base hit. Run comes in to score. Stutwein coming in to score after him is Mikey Stapleton. And Caden Minnick takes the pitch up middle on the ground, comes up with two RBI, ends up with a single. He's at first base. So now we'll see Jackson Payne. Jackson Payne, righty batter, doing the catchy today for the Knights. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Zach Gosham, outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Two runs in here in the bottom of the third. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Jackson, he'll take a line shot. Third base area, and Coach Bournay testing his reflexes. He got out of the way. A good thing. That was scorching. Coach Bournay, if you didn't know, he was a second baseman. Purdue Boilermakers. He played shortstop here for the Knights as a high schooler. Kaufman, first base. Good stop there by Roach. Safe first, back safely is Caden Minnick, head first. Now, I will mention, Harry Bournay, the dad, and Bournay, the coach, let me know that Tim had 10 triples senior year. Tim Bournay was the leadoff batter. Pitch comes in low and in the dirt, ball two. 10 triples. The next closest, I think, from Tim Bournay has four. He's in the record book. High for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Check that 3-1. 3-1 count. Jackson Payne. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Zach Gosham. And he had the batter's box. Jackson Payne. Kickoff move, first base. Going to get by Roach again. That pitch was kind of uncatchable. It was a difficult catch. He had to go across his body and even across Caden Minnick to try to make that catch. It goes again into the foul fence area over by the bullpen of Central Catholic's bullpen. They'll get two bases on that overthrow. Caden Minnick now at third base. So three balls, one strike. Nobody out. Minnick at third base. Jackson Payne, the batter. Now the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll take one to the left field. It's going to be a foul ball. Stress foul was a rope into the corner, but it was stress foul. So I went about three-fourths of the way towards the home run fence. It's a rocket. But Jackson Payne is $3 per second base. That's the way you got to be. If you hit a ball like that, you got to run it out. Just in case, it's fair. Jackson Payne was on his force. He was nearly ready to catch second base. Jogs back across the diamond. Picks up the bat. Counts 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Zach Goshen from the set. Here's a 3-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tip in the glove of Tristan Nasser. Makes it a strikeout. So here they go swinging. There's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping in to bat for the Knights, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke played in 13 games a year ago. He had 5 plate appearances. He had 5 official at-bats. He had two hits last year. He had 2 singles. He had 3 RBI. He scored 5 runs. He batted 400 in those 5 at-bats. Here comes the pitch from Goshen. Fouls it back, out of play. So, Lucas Gerke going to step back in. An 0-2 count. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Through the board at third base is Cade Minnick. Here comes the pitch. High ball 1. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. Might have been sort of a pitch out there. I didn't see. Nasser kind of come out of his crouch. I don't know, maybe a bit early. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Goshen. Ground ball. Base hit between third and shortstop into left field. Lucas Gerke, a single and an RBI. Lucas Gerke safe at first base. So we're going to see Brent Robbins at the plate. Brent Robbins, senior class member. They have 6 on the Knights. 6 seniors this year. I think last year they might have 3. Don't quote me. And then the year before, I think they had 3. I'm not sure. But anyway, stepping in is Brent Robbins. Out. Reboard first base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lucas Gerke at first base. 2 balls, 1 strike. Brent Robbins wears number 33. Last year, he played in 34 of the 35 games prior to the 36th game at Victory Field. Cross move, nice move right there by Goshen. Take a pride just behind Lucas Gerke getting back safely. Right into the batter's box, Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch. A ball up the middle. Could be snagged right there by the shortstop. He slips it to second base. And the play could not be made at second base. The ball hit the surface. Safe at second is Lucas Gerke. At first base, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins is going to reach by, I'm not sure what you call that, maybe air because they couldn't get the force out. But Brent Robbins is going to step off the diamond. And we're going to see a runner at first base for Brent. So, courtesy runner for the pitcher, Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Eaton Brooks, left-handed batter, lets one go by. Inside, strike called. Knee high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Now, runners at first and second base for the Knights. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Goshen. Swung on third base side, it's going to be foul ball. Just left of third base. Trying to make the stop there. Nathan Hawkins didn't need to make the stop. A foul ball. You'll see some guys on the MLB, they'll not put good effort into a foul ball, and why should they? It's not really necessary. But some guys at this level will go ahead and make the catch. The ground ball. Pitch comes in tight. 0-1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Going to work it right there, working from the stretch. Zach Goshen out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Back to a curveball. Misses outside. So he'll go back to the team rubber. The wind hit his pant legs down there. I can see him fluttering. Zach Goshen's pant leg. He's got the long pants. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. from the fielder by a shortstop from second to second base. So get the out this time at second base. There are two outs. That was 6-4. And run comes in to score. I take that back. No run scored. Back to the second base. Force out at second. Runners are on the corners now with two outs. Having D. Tell is going to bat. That last play was 6-4. Force out at second base. It was Nick Nasser to Aiden Borders. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, two out. From the third inning. Batting for the Knights, right-handed batter 17, Gavin Boutel, third baseman. Comes the pitch from Goshen. Be a hit by pitch. Be in the batter's box. Try to place it. Try to get out of the way. You got to show an effort. And he definitely showed an effort. There was no question. So Gavin Boutel is at first base. Now the bases are all occupied once again. See a pinch runner, excuse me, a pinch batter. Pinch batter in the ballgame. See number 30, Gus. That's Gus Sandberg. He's also a pitcher. 5'10", 215. What a stout young man. He's a pitcher and he plays third base. He's going to get a chance to bat right here in the bottom of the third inning. Right-handed batter. He's got some strength. Working out a stretch, set, here's the pitch. Pitch outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike, two out. Runners are on each base for the Knights. One count to Sandberg. Out of the set, Goshen gets him the pitch. Outside of ball, going to get by the catcher. Nasser coming in to score from third base for the Knights. Is number 10, Lucas Gerke. So the other two runners move up 90 feet. Runners at second and third base. One ball, one strike. That's Sandberg, right-handed batter, straightaway stance. Pretty much playing him straight away in the outfield. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, base hit between third and shortstop. Coming in to score is 34, Keaton Brooks. And also coming in to score is number 17, Gavin Boutel. He has two RBI single off the bat of Jeff Sandberg. So bullpen activity going to way out to the pitcher's rubber. Coach Hassan going to make some adjustments right there on his infield. And they're going out into left field, right field. I believe it's T.J. Long. I believe that's number 3 I saw on his back. T.J. Long might be the right fielder at the moment. They're making adjustments right now. Home plate umpire Dan Adams has that miniature stenographer's pad. He has to pull out of his pocket there. He's making adjustments right there on the lineup card. He's got to stay pretty much in tune with what's happening on the diamond in the personnel department. So left-handed pitcher. Out on the pitcher's rubber now. He comes in from right field, Ty Middleton. Ty Middleton now doing the pitching. The junior class member, I think I mentioned, he likes country music. Left-handed hurler, he's getting warmed up right now with his catcher, Jason Nasser. And the Knights have Jeff Sandberg at first base. So far, it looks like he's going to do his own running, base running. And I'm ready to bat here. If I think the fourth time through the lineup will be number 9, Hudson Gutwine, second baseman. We're out there behind Middleton, right around the infield, are his friends, teammates. And that's just one thing about going through high school. When you become friends with somebody, you become teammates, pretty much teammates and friends with you for a lifetime. So they get back about 10-year anniversaries, and they meet each other again. It gets a 20-year anniversary, maybe 25, maybe 30, maybe 40. And Frank has had a 5 and a 10, maybe a 20, 25, and nothing since. Nothing since. I kind of always thought that was the president of the class's job to get that together. I'm not going to tell you his name because he's one of my best friends. And he handed me a ring so I could hand it to my wife about 15 years ago on our wedding day. So they're still warming up on the pitcher's rubber. Looking right there. And I'm going to go out and talk about this. After, I'm going to go out and get his signals straight with Middleton. Hi, Middleton, a left-handed pitcher for the Blue Devils. Bottom of the third inning. At first base is Gus Sandberg. Got himself aboard with a base hit. And 2 RBI on the ground ball to the left field. Stepping into bat fourth time. Hudson Gutwein. Working out a stretch. Set. Here comes the lefty. Middleton. Pitch comes in there. Strike called. Right across the dish, he has also about that 2 o'clock arm slot as the pitcher. And he brought that from right side to right across the dish. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Side of ball. Nearly got Gutwein in that right-handed batter's box. 1-1. Two out. One runner aboard for the Knights. Bottom of the third inning. Now the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a hit by pitch. Going to get him in the middle of the back. He'll jog to first base. He's acting like nothing happened. Though it probably stung a little bit. If you don't have to show that it hurt, just don't show it. But if you're really hurt and you're injured, that's a different story. Stepping into bat, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton wearing number 11. Step in right here to batter's box. 2 aboard, first and second base for the Knights. 2 out. Comes the pitch. King pitch low for a ball. Gets loose from Nasser. He finds it. Just move up 90 feet. That ball gets loose from the catcher, and he can't find it. Pitcher's job is to point at the baseball. Got a point. Foul ball behind home plate. You got to point at it. That catcher can't find it. You got to help him. So 1-0. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Inside the ball. About 5 high. That ball was inside. Count goes 2-0. Ball's 0 strikes to Mikey Stapleton. He's at second and third base with 2 out. Bottom of the third inning. Comes the pitch. Inside a ball, tear him off the knee guard right there of Nasser. Veers to his left, picks it up, tosses it back to Middleton. Ty Middleton started this game in right field, just came in from right field with 2 outs to step in. Try to get the third out here, the bottom of the third. It comes to 3-0 pitch from Middleton. Upside edge, strike called. 3-1 count. To Stapleton. 3-1 count, working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Gonna step off the bat. Wasn't quite ready. Whatever the reason, he had the opportunity and he took it. He steps off the bat and he'll reset. As mentioned, to kind of control the pace of the game. To step off the bat again. There's no shot clock here. I should say shot clock. Pitch count clock. There's no pitch clock here. And I don't know if that'll ever happen at the high school level. I doubt it. Not in our lifetime. So he's stepping off the bat the third time, and home plate umpire not too happy about 3 in a row. So that's probably a good thing. I mean, I wouldn't be too happy either. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Count goes 4-3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Play in exactly straight away to Mikey Stapleton. Comes the 3-2 pitch. High for ball 4. So Mikey Stapleton jogging down to first base. Each base now occupied by the Knights. I just don't kind of like saying bases loaded. It sounds kind of demeaning, and I just don't like it. So bases are all occupied by the Knights. Stepping in. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Strike called. That seat to the left, he broke right in there. So Craig Minnick elected not to swing. Count goes 0-1. Out of the stretch, not the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Come back with that same exact pitch. Count goes 1-1. Todd Nelson is picking up quite a bit here. Going to be high over the head of the catcher, Allie Crouch, back to the screen. As Sandberg in the score from third base. The two runners move up 9 feet. They're at second and third base for the Knights. Two balls, one strike. Two outs. Back in the rubber. Todd Middleton. Now the stretch, now the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. It's going to be played right there by Nassar. That's Nick Nassar. And Nick Nassar wanted to throw to third base. Didn't get the throw away. He's going to face that third base, Kate Minnick. I'm sure that'll be a hit on the scoreboard. It will not. It took one hit off the board from earlier. So we'll mention stepping in is Jackson Kane. Why he's a batter, Jackson Kane, batting in the fourth spot in the first game of the season. Eyes for ball. Talk about the fourth spot. My first game of the season, we were at the bus. They batted me fourth. I struck out three times, and I think I never got closer than seventh the rest of the season. You get a line drive at the middle, going to bounce in here for a base hit. One hop to the center fielder. Kellen Hassong coming in to score from third base is Mikey Stapleton. So Jackson Kane with an RBI single to center field. The line drive rope bounced in front of Kellen Hassong, the center fielder. So Kirk Ford making another adjustment. The courtesy runner, the catcher, number 7, the Cooper Renback. Cooper Renback is a freshman. As a catcher, he's taking calls again at 140. That's not too bad. I was 5'5", 115 as a freshman. You wouldn't know it now. So, it comes to pitch from Milton, the stretcher is set. Eyes for ball one. For tonight is number 31, Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman, 6'5", 220. Working from the stretch, now the stretch, Todd Middleton. Comes the pitch to Reisman, outside the outside edge. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. We're going to have a set. Here comes the pitch from Middleton. Inside a ball. Reisman had to back up just a bit. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two out. Bottom of the third inning. Knights have 9 runs here in the third inning. After a curveball, just misses outside. Good breaking pitch from Middleton. Was wanting a strike. That just missed. Lights come on here at Gordon Lemming Field. They're on their way to being full-fledged. 3 balls, 1 strike. The Reisman here to pitch from Middleton. High for ball 4. So, Reisman going to jump to the first base. Reisman to the first base. Cooper Redack at second base. And at first base, it's 8 minutes. Be a sign out on the diamond. Coach Hassong going to jog out, talk with his infield. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. Thomas Docks, that's high quality custom built waterfront products and services. They build docks, they build boat lifts, they'll do sea walls, accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated. Thomas Docks, they're on the web. You can find Thomas Docks at thomasdocks.com. And I'm there at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. So we'll complete that after Bren Robbins will step in. Runners are on each base, working from the windup. Is Middleton attempts a wind and the delivery. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Foul. Drop the baseball, not standing on the rubber. As the pitcher drops the baseball while in contact with the rubber, it's a balk. Happens very rarely. Here comes a pitch. Ball, breaking pitch for ball two. So stepping back in, Bren Robbins. One foot on the rubber, one foot off, peering, looking at signals. Ty Middleton, here comes a wind and the delivery. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Pitcher of record. 2-1 count, two outs. Bases are occupied. All three. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. High, right across the dish. Strike called. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs. And looking at signals. Try to steal home plate. They toss it to the plate to get the final out. And Robbins will get a brand new at bat, the bottom of the fourth, with no count. So Coach Bordenay sends base runner to the plate. Out is recorded. So we'll mention, at the end of three innings, Knights in front. Knights in front, 19. Devils, 1. And we'll finish this up. Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks, locally owned and operated since 1993. Thomas Docks, 317-774-3790. Again, you can call Thomas Docks, 317-774-3790. They are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or by appointment. Thomas Docks, he moves all around. I tell you what, he's been to Lake Schaefer, Lake Freeman, he goes to Kentucky, and I tell you what, Thomas Docks, they built tremendous docks. If I had a nice home on a lake, I want him to do it. Thomas Docks, choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, with capabilities all across the United States. Thomas Docks, they're right there in Noblesville, Indiana. And we'll also mention, this game is being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, LLC, that's in Arcadia. AGM Auto is located half mile west of Arcadia, Indiana, on 266th Street, Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need of the expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe on the road in your automobile. Second type of service offered at AGM Auto is classic car and truck restoration. You still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn with a tarp. A tarp actually covering it up. And then that's, we'll mention AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. AGM Auto, you can find him on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. We'll also mention you can contact AGM Auto by phone at 317-984-5283. AGM Auto, 317-984-5283. You can transport your car or truck from anywhere. Just take a flatbed, and they'll take care of you. GM Auto in Arcadia. Stepping into bat, Blue Devils. Going to bat in the top of the fourth inning. Working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Side ball one. In the batter's box is number 22, Nathan Hawkins. Nathan Hawkins playing third base for the Blue Devils. Right-handed batter. Here comes a wind and a pitch. He'll swing on. He'll take one to center field. Going to float. Going to be caught by the center fielder, Ezekiel Kreppinger. One out in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Jack Roach. Jack Roach, left-handed batter. Playing first base. He did pitch in the first inning for Coach Hsiao. Coach Hsiao checking out some pitchers here in game one of the season. Here comes the first pitch to Roach. He'll swing on, foul ball, left foul line. It's going to go out of play. Left-handed batter took it the other way. Jack Roach, pretty good cut right there for a lineman. Victoria, I didn't mean that. They ran right there. One pitch outside of that. Down goes one and one. Looking right there. New catcher in the lineup. Team number 7, Cooper Rinback. Freshman doing the catching for Coach Gordon here at the top of the fourth. Here comes a wind from Robbins, the 1-1 pitch. He'll take another one. That'll go the opposite way. He got a lot of that one. He's got a pretty swing. And I'll tell you what, he can take it out of this building property right, left, or center field. He's got a good stroke. He's going to step back in. Left-handed batter, Jack Roach. 1-2. One out. Top of the fourth inning. We're going to bring the wind-up, Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Outside the ball. Might have been a curveball. Trying to get the breaking pitch, but maybe lost the grip. They'll blow some hot air into that right hand a couple of times. That's definitely necessary to grip the ball as a pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. 3-2. One out. Step back on the rubber. Brent Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 3-2. High and inside for ball 4. Jack Roach tosses the bat aside. He'll jog to first base. He's familiar with first base as a runner and as a fielder. So next batter going to step in. Blue Devils, the 7 hitter, number 9, Aiden Borders. Aiden Borders, second baseman, first pitch, swing and a miss. For 9, Aiden Borders, he's a junior class member. Count goes 0-1. Right-handed batter. With another stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch. Then he sets inside. Ball's going to care him. Off a rim back, he'll chase it down. Foul territory about halfway to third base. They'll line up behind home plate again. Here comes the stretch. Now the set for Robbins. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball 2. Playing first base at the moment for the night is 31, Jack Reisman. 6'5", 220. Pretty good pickest guy on the baseball team for the Knights. I know Coy Kronk has already graduated. We're going to hit to base hit to the left field on the ground. We're going to hit the grass. Didn't quite get to it. The shortstop tossed it back in, and a base hit off the bat of Aiden Borders. Aiden Borders gets himself aboard with a single. Brent Robbins going to ask for a different baseball. You'll never be denied. I've never seen an umpire deny you a new baseball. Maybe if you wanted a third one, I think a third idea. About like stepping off the back of the rubber 3 times in a row. So we're going to sign out, talk this over. So 2 runners aboard. Jack Roach is at second base. First base for the Blue Devils is Aiden Borders. And they're going to go with a runner. He's going to jog out. Jack Roach is going to jog in. Coach Hsiao is going to send out number 30, Owen Spiedel. Owen Spiedel, a freshman, he likes country music. And one of his favorite hobbies is playing cards with family members and friends. He likes playing cards. I don't see why not. Snooker is a fun game. Out of the set, check second base. Hobbins a long check at second. Here's the pitch. Oh, for a ball. Ty Middleton now batting for the Blue Devils. Left-handed batter. Just step out of the box. Check for signals. Chisong. Just step back in. From the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Says Robbins. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Inside of ball. Going to get by the glove of Redback. And runners are going to move up 90 feet. And so now we have runners at second and third base. At third base doing the running is Owen Spiedel. Spiedel, member of the junior varsity basketball team for the Blue Devils. 2-0 count. The Middleton out set here to pitch for Robbins. He pitched in there for a strike. A little bit back door. Might have been a slider. Not a whole lot of break there. The wind absolutely blaring from right to left. From right field to left field. That's kind of causing some difficulty there for the pitching here today. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Three balls. One strike. Ty Middleton. Pitcher of record for the Blue Devils. Steps back in. Now the stretch, now the set for Robbins. Here comes the 3-1 pitch with one out. Swung on. Going to get over the head. A ground hop over the head of the pitcher. Robbins couldn't be fielded by second baseman. Two runs come in to score for the Blue Devils. The first run coming in to score was 30. Owen Spiedel. And then right behind him was number 9, Aiden Borders. After Borders got himself aboard with a base hit. 3-1. Oh, that was a good pitch to hit there on the hitter's pitch. He's base now. Ty Middleton. Right into the batter, Pearson Nasser. Swung on, he'll get a base hit to right field. Got a piece of the dirt, floated on into right field. Bounced on in there. Picked up by Cade Minnick. Hits the cutoff. Shortstop for the Knights. And Gutwein. And Brent Robbins has allowed two hits consecutively to two batters. The runners at first and second base. Coach Chisong makes an adjustment in the lineup. He's going to send up a pinch hitter. For the Blue Devils, it's going to be number 33, Carson Garst. Carson Garst, a member of the sophomore class. Right-handed batter. Number 33, he's going to step in. Sophomore, Carson Garst. And I'll be enjoying the opportunity to bat here on the first day of outing in baseball. Well, it's not too cold. It's getting a little chillier now. The wind's blowing. So Coach Chisong is going to put a pinch runner in at second base. And then Coach Bourdain is going to make an adjustment himself. So Coach Bourdain is going to send number 5, Colton Minnick. Minnick is going to go into field. I think he's going into, we'll double check, he's going into center field. Isaac Sleppinger is going to make his way to the dugout. So Colton Minnick is now going to be in center field. He's a freshman. Colton Minnick and his brother is in right field. Aiden Minnick. Cade Minnick is a senior. I know Colton Minnick kind of idolizes his older brother. Found that out firsthand by talking with him last year. I think it was at Loeb Stadium he and I were talking. But anyway, he ran some cameras as an eighth grader. For Coach Bourdain last year, ran him at Victory Field. He ran him at Loeb Stadium. His dad runs the cameras in center field. His dad set up a camera right here on top of the press box. He's kind of hitting the home plate. It's stationary. I tell you what, I thought when he just began to know how to hook up a camera, even if it was a plug-in in a wall socket. But I look at this technical stuff he's got up here, and I think, wow, I wouldn't even have a clue. So Coach Borden is going to walk off the diamond. Runners at first and second base. One out. Top of the fourth inning. Blue Devils have two runs in. Stepping in the back, as mentioned, it's Schroeder, the 33, Carson. Carson for the Blue Devils. Out of the set. Pitch from Robbins. But across the dish, I should say outside edge. Behind called strike. So a lot of guys getting in the game today. That's always fun. And I'm back in the rubber pitching from the stretch is Brent Robbins. Running the first and second for the Blue Devils. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Garst. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes, one out. So step back in, right-handed batter, Carson Garst, sophomore. Here's the pitch. One out, outside edge, strike three. He let it go by, thought it was outside, it was close. Outside edge, you've got to protect with two strikes. Head it off, foul it, take it down, stepping into bat. Blue Devils, two outs. Working from the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch from Robbins. Check his swing, ball comes across the plate, strike called. Now batting for the Blue Devils is Evan Coe. Evan Coe, where's number five? He's a sophomore. He likes country music. Swing and a miss. Short off the glove, picked up right there by Renback. Evan Coe, also a basketball player. He handles the ball well as a guard out front. He likes tennis. He likes basketball. And they are his hobbies. I'd say basketball is more than a hobby for Evan Coe. Outside of ball. Down goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Runner at second base for the Blue Devils. Two outs. Here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Evan Kilgore is in the box again with a 1-2 count. Looking for signals. Hand clap signal being given by Coach Andy Hassong. Andy Hassong really enjoys baseball, enjoys his young man. I tell you what, he's a good one. Hope he stays around a long time. And a swing and a miss. Maybe by like a Rinkenbach. Back when I was playing against Tipton, then Rinkenbach was the coach. So swing a miss and retire the stocking and it'll be one on base. But the Blue Devils come up with two runs here in the top of the fourth inning. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Camino and Company. Camino and Company. That we'll mention. That's in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Camino and Company, I'll just let you know, it's a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and CNC founders of Camino and Company founders. And the founder of Camino and Company is my daughter's grandpa. That's V.E. Witham. We'll mention he's got a 1984 El Camino, which belongs to my dad, her grandpa, V.E. Witham. And the El Camino is an SS. If you saw that El Camino coming at you down the highway, you pretty much think it was a Monte Carlo SS from the grill and what you're seeing from the front view. But it's not. It's an El Camino SS, and that is her go-to signal. That's what she uses as her place of business. As we'll mention, the goal for Camino and Company is to please each customer from their concept to Camino and Company's completion. You can explore their website at Camino-and-company.com. So that's Camino, C-A-M-I-N-O, Camino-and-company.com. And right now, they are now booking 2024 prizes. They're having a wedding. You can call Camino and Company. They'll help you. You can contact them via their website. Again, that website is Camino-AND-Company.com. CaminoAndCompany.com, downtown Noblesville, right beside Erica's Place. If you've not eaten breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Erica's Place, it's right there off of Logan Street, the first bridge. So it's the south, I should say it's the north bridge off of 19 going into Noblesville, right there across the bridge, and it's on the left immediately. Erica's and Camino and Company. So Bren Robbins is going to go in. He's going to bat right now. We'll mention Bren Robbins going to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. He was number 33. He is still the pitcher of record for the night. And I will mention, they're going to work from the stretch right there. Blue Devils. He's peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on, foul tip off the glove and off the mask. I believe that's now, I should say behind the plate, I believe now, is Nathan Hawkins, freshman. I think that's 22 I see behind the straps. So one count to Robbins. Tied for ball one. So doing the pitching for the Blue Devils is number 34, Gabe Wigginton. Gabe Wigginton is a freshman. Likes country music. And again, I credit my extras to read here about the Blue Devils to coach his song. Very, very thankful for him to email with me this week. That's very nice. As I said, here comes a pitch from Wigginton. High for ball two. Meyer, that's ball three. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 count. Wigginton out of the stretch. The set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finishes inside, ball four. So, Bren Robbins came back to the plate after having a 2-2 count, trying to steal home. Coach Bordenay, the out recorded at home. Bren Robbins steps back in and takes a 5-6 walk. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch from Wigginton. Swung on. Keaton Brooks going to take a fly ball just beyond the grass. Just outside the infield, and it's caught by shortstop Nick Nasser. So one out here in the inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat for the night. 17, Gavin Boutel. Check first base, out of stretch. Now the set for Wigginton. Here's the pitch. Strike called outside edge. One runner aboard for the Knights. Bren Robbins drew a walk. First batter here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Turn in, looking at single stretch. Wigginton, here comes the 0-1. Gavin Boutel going to foul it back off the screen. 0-2 count to Gavin Boutel. One foot in, one foot out. Looking at signals, none given. At first base, Bren Robbins. 0-2 count. Wigginton has him down the count. Here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one to center field. And the veer to his right, he's going to drop in. Base hit. Gavin Boutel gets himself aboard. The base hit to left center. Shallow left center field. So we'll see Seppinger at the plate once again. Seppinger going to step in, left-handed batter. Seppinger last year had 12 games he participated in. He had 4 plate appearances, 3 at-bats. He had 333 average first pitch there, swinging a miss to Seppinger. Count goes 0-1. Seppinger had 1 hit last year. It was a single. He had 1 RBI. Scored 6 runs. He bumped one time. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll pop one up on the infield. Called for by the second baseman. He'll catch it up. Here's a lift of the grass in the dirt. There are 2 out. Here's the bottom of the fourth inning. So Aiden Borden, still second baseman, makes the catch. Now it's going to be number 9, Hudson Grootwein. step in with bases occupied at first and second. Here comes the pitch from Wigginton. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes, two out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Knights in front. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base. Got a glove on it, pops out, throws across the diamond. Safe at first is Hudson Gutwein. And the bases are now occupied. That will get all bases occupied by the Knights. And as stepping into bat for Central Catholic is number 12, Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer, 5'10", 160. So they'll work from right there. Here's the set. Here's the pitch from Wigginton. Strike outside edge called strike. Alex Schumer, I'll mention this maybe a couple times this season. He's got a brother. He's got a brother that graduated last year. He's a freshman at Calvin College. Next pitch comes in, ball high. And that's Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer is at college. It's Calvin College, plays baseball. He had 5 home runs last year as a Knights ball player. Pitch comes in, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. We'll mention Alex Schumer has a lot of mannerisms as his older brother. I'm telling you what, he's got a lot of mannerisms in that left-handed box. I see a lot of Ryan. Pitch comes in, just above the zone, ball 3. Step out, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and step back in. So all bases are occupied, a 3-1 count, 2 outs. Wigginton, Dave Wigginton, here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. 3 balls, 2 strikes. I'd like to see a strike here, a swing by Alex. If it's a ball, maybe not. Here comes the pitch. They'll take a drive, they'll go to right field. Going to back up the right fielder. Going to be a base hit. It's going to be a double. Just over the head of right fielder. And he's going to have a 2-base double. And he'll clear the bases. The 3 RBI looks a lot like a Ryan Schumer fly ball. Seen Ryan Schumer put the fly ball over the scoreboard in right field before. I think a couple times I've seen him do that. He got a good stroke. And so does Alex. So Alex going to jog off after a 2-base hit, 3 RBI poke to left field. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Caden Minnick. Minnick takes a pitch outside edge called strike. No balls, 1 strike, 1 runner aboard. Not quite sure of the number. Got a pinch runner at second base for Alex Schumer. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Caden Minnick. He has a good eye at the plate. Gotta admit, the strike zone probably not quite the same as it was when the game started. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, it is tall, inside. Jog over to third base. Nice runner. And doing the catching right here. Good gets it lateral to him. That's number 22 doing the catching now, Nathan Hawkins. So nice to have a runner at third base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. The Minnick, he's going to foul one back out of play. So doing the running at third base. Came in to do the pitch. Right. There is Alex Meyer. Alex Schumer still in the ballgame. Alex Schumer running for himself after his double. The line shot up the middle. Base hit. Caden Minnick getting all the eye as Alex Schumer comes in and touches the plate. And Caden Minnick is at first base. Caden Minnick, multiple hits in this ballgame. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Base hit to center field. That was Caden Minnick. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 7, Cooper Renback. Cooper Renback is the catcher of record. 6 feet tall, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Low, ball 1. So, Redback, the catcher, was number 7, Cooper Redback, freshman class member. Out of the set, Wigginton, here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Drift, step back in, right-handed batter. Cooper Redback. Here comes a pitch from Dave Wigginson. Outside edge, called strike. One ball, two strikes, right-handed batter. Cooper Redback at the stretch. Now the set, Dave Wigginson. Wigginson would be a soft hit. Shortstop caught, coming in to make the catch. Soft line drive. That's a third out. And the Knights are retired. They'll go to the dugout. They'll get their gloves. They'll come back out, play the top of the fifth inning. So, top of the fifth inning, the Knights are going to send to the man, Isaac Suppinger. Isaac Suppinger going to go to the mound. He's going to pitch here in relief for Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins is going to jog out to center field. And then Suppinger going to get some warm-up tosses with Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane is out of the game, but he's given an opportunity for Cooper Redback to put his gear on. And I will also mention, this game is brought to you in part by PutMeInSports.com. Internet radio since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball in the winter. We do thank you for tuning in. And we thank my wife back home. She allows a sound check. And I'm kind of glad she's able to do that today because this game, 5:30 start. My wife gets off work at 5. She drives from Anderson. I ask her sometimes if she pulls over to the side of the road to give a sound check to make sure we're working. And she said no. But she said she can hear it on her phone. But we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention a good ball game here today. It's all been fun. You know it has. Guys like to swing the bat. Guys like to pitch. Field the baseball. It's interesting. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast has been made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond right there. Isaac Suppinger getting some warm-up tosses. Isaac Suppinger, has the capability to pitch submarine. He has pitched submarine, saw some of that last year. But a pretty good way to go. And the Blue Devils are going to step in. There's a lot of roster changes taking place right there. Home plate umpire Dan Adams. Hope to have a pretty good long, lengthy pencil right there. Hope he don't break the leg because he's working overtime here today. He's like an accountant, but he's a busy guy and he loves baseball. I tell you what, he knows rules that I just wouldn't even have thought about, and he knows the game, and he enjoys it severely. I think he was a math teacher. He's a retired math teacher from Kokomo High School. He used to own a restaurant business. He owned Ponderosa Steakhouses. I think just one, maybe two. But anyway, he owned Ponderosa. And he is a people pleaser. He knows how to work the system in the way it should be worked. So here's the first pitch from Suppinger. Outside edge, strike called. In the batter's box for Tipton, the right-hander. Batting right, and Derek Hill. Derek Hill was number 11. He's a junior, likes country music. And his hobby is mechanics. So he's mechanically inclined. A lot of people may not know that Rick Smith, former Pacer, he is a mechanic. He works on motorcycles, car engines, and at 7'4". Fifth comes in, strike called. Talking about 7'4", yeah, Edie, yeah, definitely Zach Edie. I'm sure hoping that the Purdue Boilermakers go the distance. I hope they do. They have a tough game on Friday with Gonzaga. They're going to meet a team that's pretty much balanced like the Purdue Boilermakers are. They can get by Gonzaga, and they'll have to get by either Tennessee or Creighton coming up on Sunday. Here comes the pitch. I think it's Sunday. He fouled back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Number 11 at the plate for Tipton, Derek Will, junior class member. And he likes country music. So we're working from the windup. Isaac Sepinger, here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-2 count. 3-2 count to Jared Hill. Right-handed batter's box. Turn in, looking at signals. Windup. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Low for ball four. Just low. It pierced. It was right across the plate. But Dan Appen says no. It's low. Ball four. So stepping in to bat, Blue Devils. Working from the stretch, here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. So right-handed batter can step back in. Working from the stretch, Isaac Steppinger. Pitch comes in, strike call. There's nobody out. So we're going to step back in. Right here's the batter. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. At the plate for the Blue Devils is number 3, T.J. Long. T.J. Long, he's a junior class member. Likes rap music. Rap? Wow, his favorite ball player is Anthony Rizzo. I bet he's pretty sad that the Rizzo left the Cubs. I bet Coach Fortney is also sad. And then outside, ball two. Count goes 2-2. Working through the stretch. Sleppinger. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Again, 2-2 count. Blue Devil right-handed batter, number 16, Jay Long. Out of stretch, set, here comes the pitch. Strike three, drop third strike. And as they throw to first base, get the out. There's one out here in the top of the fifth inning. So stepping in, it's going to be number 21, Braden Saxon. Braden Saxon, a junior class member. He also likes rap music. Right-handed batter. Out of set, here's a pitch from Steppinger. Across the dish, strike called. We'll step back in. Braden Saxon. He likes Dr. Pepper. That's his favorite beverage. I like it, too. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes no balls, two strikes. To Braden Saxon, where he's number 21. Braden Saxon, a junior class member. Here's the pitch from Steppinger. Swing and a miss. So he'll go down swinging. He'll draw back to the dugout. Two out here in the top of the fifth inning. Stepping in the bat, another right-handed batter for the Blue Devils. Number 34, Gabe Wigginton. First pitch comes in outside a ball. Indianapolis Indians had a guy named Wigginton on their team. That was about 10, 12 years ago. I went to a lot of games back in those days. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Indianapolis Indians starting out the season on the road. They have a seven-game home stand here coming right up. Check out the listings. It's coming right up. Outside of ball. Down goes 2-1. Wigginton, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Steppinger, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. So Wigginton might have to take side. I don't know, but he might have a good pitch on the way that hitters count. There comes a 3-1 pitch from Seppinger. Right across the dish. Strike call. That was a good one. 3-2 count. 3-2, two out. Runner at first base for the Blue Devils. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Short off the glove. Going to get by Renback. It's ball four. So the loose ball didn't mean a whole lot. It was ball four, so he was going to second base anyway. So runners aboard first and second base for Kipton. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 9, Aiden Borders, second baseman. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Good cut by Borders. Borders is going to have a good season. You can just see it. So working from the stretch, now the set. Seppinger. It's going to be the 0-1 pitch. Low for a ball. Two aboard for the Blue Devils, first and second base. One ball, one strike. Seppinger in relief for Brent Robbins here in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Might have been a breaking pitch. Found its way to the outside edge from the right-handed batter, Borders. Count goes 1-2. It comes a 1-2 pitch from Seppinger. Inside a ball. Two balls, two strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You wonder if he's going to play a game on March 25th, and Mother Nature and God allowed it to happen today. Foul ball down the left field. Got around on that one. Nathan Borders. Runners jog back to their bases. That's a line rocket. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Seppinger. Swing and miss. Strike three. That's going to complete today's ball game. Today's ball game is going to finish. The Knights are just a win. Flip the Blue Devils will go over and shake their hands, and the Knights will be just the same. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention the Knights will play tomorrow, weather permitting. Knights will be at Bishop Chouinard High School. That is a synthetic field turf. And that's the whole field. So that game might happen even if it's raining. So they'll play in the rain, but it's not too bad. It's not severe thunderstorms or lightning. And so please tune in tomorrow. I think that's a 5:30 start. That put me in sports. Planning to be there, and we hope you can tune in if you can't make the game live. It's always best to see a game live, but we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll also mention on Wednesday, the Knights will travel to Riverton Park, Riverton Park High School, and that's supposed to be a good day. So that game's probably going to happen. It's just going to take a little bit of a jaw to drive over there. But we thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check, and we'll mention no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, for the first outing on a windy day, you guys kept busy.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I thought our hitters did a really, really good job of staying patient, waiting for a pitch, and when we got it, hit the ball hard, squared a lot of balls up, and I thought really pleased with our hitters the first night out.
So with Hudson Gutwein, I think I counted 5 playing appearances.
Yeah, you know, he did a good job getting on base. It's kind of his role, setting the table for the middle of our lineup, and he was on base all night.
Brent Robbins, he went 4 innings for you. He did well, it looked like.
Yeah, he did well. He's an experienced guy, and he did a good job, especially early, challenging the hitters and making them hit the ball and put the ball in play. And then he tired a little bit there in the fourth, but I thought he did a good job tonight overall.
I saw Alex Schumer. It looked like he wanted to draw a walk, and then he got a two base, bases clearing, three RBI.
I'm really happy for him. He works really hard at it. He's always hitting, always wanting to get better, and he got an opportunity tonight. He made the most of it.
Tomorrow might be some rain, but since then, field turf might get to play at Robust. Excuse me, at Chitara.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we do. They do have a turf field, and as long as it stops raining by game time, we should be in good shape. We're looking forward to that. I know they're really, really good program every year, and Coach Harmon does a great job with them. So we're looking forward to going down there and looking forward to the challenge.
Wednesday is going to be Riverton Park. You might want to tell the audience how to get there.
Yeah, it's a long way down there, but they're a sectional opponent, so it's good for us to see them and to go on the road. Back-to-back nights, it's going to be tough for us, but I think I like that early in the season, challenge our guys and see what we're made of with quality opponents here the next two nights.
I understand you're going to let the guys off for Friday and Saturday and give them a hiatus.
Yeah, we went at it hard over spring break, and we're gonna give them 3 days off here at the end of this week, and then we're full go the rest of the year. So conference next week, and looking forward to that. I think our guys are needing a couple days off, so that'll be good, especially after a couple of long road trips.